What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. This episode, I want to bring you behind the scenes of some of the cool takeaways, nuggets, and ideas I got at the most recent Puerto Rico Mastermind with Brendon Burchard and a whole bunch of other amazing people.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Hey everyone, hope you guys are doing awesome. I know I've been telling you guys for the last couple episodes that I was going to tell you about this amazing trip we had to Puerto Rico and kind of pull you into some of the cool details behind the scenes of what happened. And I wish I had everything recorded and I could just sell you guys access to the videos, because that would be amazing for me and for you and for everybody. But unfortunately, there were no video cameras allowed. So all I have is my notebook and my thoughts. And so that's what you're going to get today. Hope you guys are okay with that. And kind of the preface of what this event was. So if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, I did this episode probably 8 or 9 months ago, about the secret Illuminati mastermind meetup meeting that I had in Wyoming. We flew out and we took helicopters, and all these amazing business owners were there. And it was run by Brendon Burchard, and there was a whole bunch. The list of people that are there was awesome. And so had a good time, learned a bunch of really cool things. And it was kind of almost more like a, I don't know, I'm used to marketing meetings. Like, I'm a hardcore marketing dude who just wants to know marketing, and that's all I care about, right? And then I'm around all these personal development people, and they are all talking about other things, and it turned into this like, you know, event where we're crying and like changing our emotions and all sorts of crazy stuff that I'm not used to, but I really enjoyed it and had a great time. Anyway, now fast forward 8 months later, and they were gonna do a second meeting. And I wanted to go, and then they were going to bring our spouses and stuff, which thought'd be really cool. But then it was like literally the day the event starts is the same day we were getting home from our Disney cruise with our kids. And I'd already been away for like 10 days. And I was just like, I can't do it. So I basically told Brendon, I'm like, hey, we can't go. Then fast forward to Funnel Hacking Live. I don't think Brendon got my email or my text or however I told him, because he didn't know about it. So backstage, I can't remember if it was before or after his presentation, he's like, dude, you coming to Puerto Rico, right? I'm like, no. And he's like, what, you're not coming? It's going to be amazing. And he starts like naming off all the people. And then my beautiful wife, Colette, was next to me. And one of the people that was at last year's meeting was Dave Hollis. And his wife is Rachel Hollis. If you've read, or if your spouse, or if your wife or spouse or whatever's read Girl, Wash Your Face or Girl, Stop Apologizing, that's written by Rachel Hollis. It was the number two best-selling book all of last year. The only person to beat her was Michelle Obama. So I think she cheated, but you know, who knows? Anyway, but the book's awesome. I read it first. I had Colette read it. I had tons of people in my office read it, men and women, and it's an amazing book. And she's blowing up and just doing a bunch of stuff, and Colette loves her. Her podcast is called The Rise Podcast, and her and Dave have a podcast together called Rise Together, which is a really great couples podcast, and it's just awesome. And so over the last, you know, 7 or 8 months since the last event, we've really not directly connected with them, but through their content and through what they do, have had just an amazing time with that. And so Brendon said, you know, he's naming all the people. And he said, Dave. And Colette's like, well, is Rachel coming? And Brendon's like, yeah, Rachel's going to be there too. And then Colette looks at me. She's like, we're going. I'm like, oh, great. How are we going to fit this into our busy schedules? But we decided to go, and I'm so super grateful we did. So we're lucky. Brent and Amber Co-Peters went on the Disney cruise with us, with their kids and our kids. And then we got back from the cruise. We just, you know, pulled into Miami or whatever. And then they jumped in a plane with our kids and flew them and their kids, and our, like, nine kids, my kids and their kids, flew them home. And then Clint and I jumped in a plane and flew to Puerto Rico. And we got their day early, so we got to have a chance to go to the spa there, which was insane. And so many cool stories. And then the next day, the masterminding happened. We had a chance to hang out with everybody, get to know them all, and just had a really good time. So anyway, I'm going to just go through some of my notes here and just pull out some of the cool things I got that I think you guys will benefit from. And I may remember some of the people, some of these things, these thoughts maybe is completely disjointed, but I'm going to share them anyway. You listen to my podcast, I'll do whatever I want. And hopefully everyone will get some value, some goal out of one of the nuggets that I'm dropping behind. All right, so with that said, I'm going to jump into my notes. So one thing that Brendon had us do at the very beginning of the mastermind, which is fascinating, he talked about, you know, a lot of times we set goals or to-dos of things we want to accomplish. And he said, instead of thinking of things as to-dos, we need to start thinking of things as like scenes And he said, you know, if you take a timeline and go backwards in time, like, what are the scenes that were like the most memorable of your life, right? So I started thinking, like, well, I remember when I won my state title, my junior year in high school, like, that was just a scene in my life that, like, I dreamt about. It was amazing that happened, and, like, I can always go back. Like, that was an amazing thing. My senior year, when I took second place high school nationals, I became an All-American. Like, that is a scene in my life. When I served a mission for my church, like, some experiences there are different scenes. And when I met my wife, and when I proposed to her, and we got married, and then, like, when the twins were born, and, like, we got pregnant with the twins after not being able to get pregnant for months and months, you know? And, like, all these things are scenes in your life, right? When you look at a scene, it's, like, colorful and beautiful, and, like, you can feel it, you can experience it, you can, like, it's an emotional thing, right? And so he said, like, make a timeline in the back, like, write all the scenes that you remember in your life that were impactful, that shifted your destiny, right? Just kind of writing those out. And then he said, what we want to do four now is write all these different, like, in the timeline, have these little ticks in the timeline. And then he said, what, instead of, like, having a goal, he said, I want you to project a scene in the future. And he said that you know, for example, like, instead of, like, I'm trying to make $100 million this year, it's like when we hit our goals, we're going to go on this amazing thing, and like project the scene and make it colorful and beautiful. Something you're visualizing, and try to visualize and imagine, like, the experiences and celebrations you have with that thing. And what happens is that when you don't just have a goal, but you create these scenes in your mind of what's going to be like when you accomplish the goal or the journey of the goal, whatever it means, then that thing draws a meaning to the goal. Instead of just being a goal, it's like this. Like, why do you want to have a goal of getting to a comic club? I don't know. Well, the reason why, you know, someone in my world would want to get to a comic club is, like, they were at Fun Hockey Live, they saw people on stage, and they visualized the next year that they were going to be on stage, getting that award, holding it up, getting the picture taken with me, and that kind of thing, right? So they were projecting a scene of their goal, and then that scene in their mind draws meaning to the goal, which is the thing that actually draws you to it. And the better you can describe the scene, the better, the more real it becomes, right? So describing it to yourself or your spouse or you're on your podcast or whatever, but like the power of that is really, really cool. And so what he had to do is make this timeline and back in time, like, what are the scenes that happened, and then what were the meanings that I drew from those scenes, and moving forward, what are the scenes that I want to experience, and then trying to, like, visually experience those and see those, which was really, really cool. So that was something cool I learned from Brendan. Let's see. I can't remember who this one. Oh, this was from Craig Clements, who's one of the greatest, probably one of the greatest living copywriters right now. He's amazing. And he was talking about the different products in his product line. He's got this huge media company that's killing it, doing crazy numbers. And he said that if you look at all of the, like, he publishes different doctors and their products and their books and their supplements and things like that. And he says that my goal in marketing is to rewrite the story that's inside of people's heads, right? So the reason why people are struggling in any area of life is there's this story in their head, right? And he says, my job through my copy and my videos, my product, everything is to rewrite the story in their head. And as he said that, like, I wrote down, rewrite the story. And then I wrote next to it in, like, with the big starburst around it, new opportunity. If you read the Expert Secrets book, we're talking about new opportunities. It's all about that, right? Like, if I had to get somebody shift from the vehicle that they're in right now to get them into the vehicle that I know is going to get them to their future, like, I have to figure out, like, what's the false beliefs they have, what's that story in their head, and then my job as a marketer and a storyteller is to rewrite that story. And you do that by writing a better story, crafting a story that they will then believe, and when they do that, then they will follow you. And I thought it was kind of cool the way he looked at what he does as a copywriter. He's rewriting stories in people's heads. And I was like, yes, I get that. That's what I do too. It's so exciting. Okay. All right, I'm going to keep going through some of these notes here. Oh, one thing. So Tom and Lisa Billaboo, they're the founders initially of Quest Nutrition, which is Quest Bars, which is one of my favorite companies out there. They ended up getting it, I think, valued at $1 billion, and then they sold their stuff. Now they started this thing called Impact Theory, which is amazing. You know, podcast, YouTube channel, a bunch of stuff. But it was funny because, like, we were going on this hike and everyone was doing it because they kind of, you know, we were supposed to, but no one really wanted to. We wanted to go back and we wanted to do mastermind and stuff, but we felt like obligated to do it. And everyone was kind of sitting here. We were at the halfway point of, like, do we keep going on or do we stop? We're having some car issues and people were getting sick. And so we kind of pulled over. And he said something that was really powerful. He said, like, I always ask my wife this. I say, what are your selfish desires? Like, tell me, what's your selfish, like, do you want to do this? Do you not? And she says, well, my selfish desires, I want to go back and do blah, 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 blah. And he's like, cool, I'd rather do that too. And then it was pretty cool. And so we asked us all, like, what's your selfish desire? Like, if you're being selfish, what's your desire? What do you really want? And then we all told it. And then it was like, oh, we all wanted the same thing. So we just did it. Where most of the time, like, we you know, we don't tell people our selfish desires because they go, oh, sound selfish, and like we hold it back, and we don't just use that as a tool. And because at halftime we end up going these long rants or, you know, long problems that become bigger and bigger and bigger because we don't just communicate what we really, really want. And he said that's a tool that they use all the time of just like when they're both trying to decide something, like, oh, I don't know what to do. What do you want to do? You know, that kind of like indecision. He stops, says, what's your selfish desires? Like, if you could do anything, just selfishly, what would it be? And then, boom, that's what they're able to go and figure out that's what they're going to do. But it's just kind of a cool tool for me that I thought was awesome. Okay. God, I could spend days just going through all this. I'm trying to find some of the really, really important things. That I think will have the biggest impact for you guys here. Sorry, I just got to make sure. okay, one of them, David Bach was there. If you know David Bach, he's written like a billion books. They're all like New York Times bestsellers a million times over. And he's got a new book coming out called The Latte Factor. And I think it's his first new book in a while. And he was asking questions on how to launch the book. And lo and behold, Miss Rachel Hollis jumped up, who sold more books than anybody on planet Earth in the last year. She's like, well, this is what I did. And I'm like, oh, like freakishly writing notes as fast as I could. And it was interesting. She started going through this. Oh, it made me so happy. Because some of you guys know I'm writing the Traffic Secrets book right now. And chapter 2 is called The Dream 100. And she never said the word Dream 100, but what she explained was the Dream 100 concept to a T. She said, okay, she said, what are the tribe that my women are already in? And we do tribe infiltration. So she said, okay, so what network marketing companies are they in? What Facebook groups? What Instagram channels? What all these kind of things? And she says, like, you know, what hashtags are they following? And they find those people and says, okay, who are the tribe owners that we've got to infiltrate, right? Who do we need to become friends with? So she said that they basically went to Instagram, and anybody who had over 200,000 followers, they would just DM them, like, hey, this is so-and-so, and, like, can we talk? And just started going like crazy messaging anyone who had over 200,000 followers to build up their Dream 100, their list of influencers, their tribe, the tribe leaders, right? And then their whole job is tribe infiltration. Anyway, which I thought was so awesome. They pre-sold 200,000 copies of her new book, Girl, Stop Apologizing, before it went live, which is crazy. Lewis Howes jumped and talked about how he sold his book. So what he did is he went and he found the 20 biggest podcasts, not like the little ones, but big podcasts that move the needle in book sales, and went and did like in-depth, really amazing interviews with those people on the books to get the book, to get his book to become a New York Times bestseller. So it wasn't like I need 500 podcast interviews. Like, what are the 20 most strategic, best podcasts I can be on? They're going to drive a ton of book sales, which is awesome. All right. That was some cool stuff. Oh, there's so many good things here. Ethan Willis, who's one of the partners of growth.com, he talked about purpose management, which was really, really cool. I'm not going to go too deep into that, but it's just like, instead of like, what's your process management? Like, what's your purpose management? Like, what's your purpose? Like, what's the reason why you're doing this thing and that thing? Like, really going deep and remembering your purpose. He said, if I were to die in 3 years, what would I have to do to get, you know, right now? And then it's like, okay, based on that, like, what should you do right now? Like, go and do those things. Oh, so good. So many. He went on this like 20-minute riff that was just like, I wish I could record that. Would have been amazing for everyone. A lot of these are just like little ideas I wrote down of cool things that we could do as we're launching books and things like that. I think I might be done with the stuff I'm gonna share. Anything else really big that pops out. Oh, okay, one thing, and I hope she doesn't mind sharing that I've shared this, but Rachel Hollis's big question was like, okay, we had all these goals, all these dreams, and then we hit them all, and like now what? Like, do we try to make more money? Are we okay with that? Like, what's okay? Like, what? I think that's a question that a lot of people, especially religious people, that we ask is just like, is it okay that I'm doing this? Is it okay that I'm making more money? Like, should I be content? Should I, you know what I mean? And a couple things were really good that were said to her. One is that when you start looking at these things that are happening to you, the phrase that I wrote down, it says, yeah, it is not mine, I am a steward. So look at that, like this business, this money, this thing, like, it's not mine, it's God's, and I'm a steward of it. So if you look at it from that way, it's like, I'm a steward of it. Like, I've been called to do these things. Then you start looking at things differently. Like, if I'm a steward of this money or this platform or this role, like, what does he want me to do? Like, does he want me to shut it down and shrink? It's like, no, that's not, you know, what he would want. He would want you to magnify, right, and to bring your calling out and do the best you can, stuff like that. And then the second question thing is like, am I going to run out of ideas? What's going to happen? It's like, well, if you are the steward, then, you know, and it's coming from God, and if you are the steward, then he's going to keep giving you light and knowledge because you're the steward of this thing that you're doing, and you're doing the right things. You're moving forward. A couple other phrases I wrote down, like, it's not because of you, but it's through you. So it wasn't you that did it. Like, it's not because I'm great, but this thing happened through me. And I see that all the time in our community. So many good things. Mother Teresa said that I am the pencil, right? Like, I'm not the one doing the work. I'm the instrument that's writing the thing. Anyway, I think that's the core part of the notes I was going to share. But I hope that gives you guys a couple nuggets from a mastermind group. And if you're not part of a mastermind, like, go and be part of one. Plug into one. You should definitely join the Two Comma Club X one, because that's the best one. Or my inner circle, because that's the next level, which is even better. You know, as of right now, you can only sign up at Funnel Hacking Live. So I think eventually we're going to open them up to the mass public. But for right now, it's closed down. So do what you can to get tune into a mastermind group. And I'd recommend getting the Two Comma Club X mastermind group. It's an amazing program. In fact, we have our first event of the year with those guys coming up next week, which is exciting. Anyway, I'm going to go. I got so many more things I want to share with you. But the night is young. Actually, the night is not young. The night is late. And I got to go. So appreciate you guys all. Thanks so much for everything. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free behind the scenes reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.